Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day, end to your day, middle of your day, whatever time of the day it is. I hope it's good. Couple of things to note. One, we got some green across the top 10. Don't be fooled though, this doesn't mean too much just yet. But look, I'm telling you something. Here's the thing, right? I'm looking at the 12-hour chart right now on Bitcoin. We might just be getting a higher low here. Now, I'm short Bitcoin gold against the dollar. I found a nice short yesterday amongst the madness, and right now, it ain't looking too good. it's sort of sitting around the break-even point, I think, around the break-even point, and it could very well end up this being a higher low. But the fact of the matter is that until we see Bitcoin or any of these markets break up through to a new higher high and creating a higher low, we still have our downtrend in play. And that's the thing with stop losses. With Bitcoin Gold, I've got my stop loss placed at $26.25. What was it? $26.25 or something along that level. And what it actually, what it's there for is that the whole point of the stop loss is that I want to be taken out if the reason for entering my trade becomes invalidated. Now, the reason for entering my trade becoming invalidated would be if we see a higher low and then a higher high. And my stop loss is right at the point where we would see that higher high. So thinking about where your stop losses would go, understanding the logic behind them is a really good way of getting ahead of what you're doing. Making sure that you're not just doing for the sake of doing, but you actually understand why you're doing certain things. Now, at this stage, Bitcoin is still in a downtrend. It's just consolidating, ladies and gentlemen. It's hanging around that 6,000 level. We haven't closed below 6,000 yet. Perhaps it's coming. I do not know, but we have not yet. Just a quick run through the rest of the charts. Ethereum against the dollar has put in new lows. It continues to move lower. It is up for the session so far, but it did set new lows in the most recent downtrend. Looking at Bitcoin Cash, also sitting and hovering around that $700 mark. Still looking very, very bearish indeed, with good convergence there on Bitcoin Cash. EOS against the dollar has had the biggest day across the top 10, up nearly 10%, sitting currently at 9.1, and good convergence in that downtrend, support at $6.53. Cardano is sitting there right now at the lows, up 1.24%, and not doing a great deal. Same with Lumen, except for it's up 4%, holding down low. We are starting to get a little more convergent there on Stellar Lumens. NEO also grinding, sitting at $30.24, not a great deal going on. It does look overextended, if I'm honest with you. It does look like it could probably do with a pullback to, say, 36 or so, but still in a downtrend. IOTA consolidating just below that $1 mark. Interestingly enough, it is below the $1 mark. It is not above the $1 mark. It is below the $1 mark. I shouldn't say that one more time. I'll leave it at that. But it is consolidating. It does look bearish. We are below the old support and resistance level. And Ripple has sort of had a bit of a bounce off of the support. There's a little bit there, very similar to what we saw on Bitcoin a little while back at 65.50. If you have a look at the Ripple against the dollar daily chart, you'll see that it's up 4% so far today, with the close coming in 1 hour 50, or nearly 2 hours. You can see here on Litecoin again as well. Well, you can't see because this is a podcast. It's had a 5.89% day up. It is convergent. It does look extended. I wouldn't be surprised to see it pull back a wee bit into that cradle zone on the daily, at which point I will be ready to pounce on shorts. So what else has been going on across the traps? What is happening within this market? Anything new? Well, yes. Yesterday we heard the news that Facebook have now started to lift crypto ads. From what I understand, and I have done a little bit of reading, but not enough yet, what I understand is that if you are an ICO, you're still going to struggle to get your ads, your crypto ad up on Facebook. And I understand this, you know, when you think about the big picture, they're trying to make sure that people don't get ripped off, and that's highly commendable. If only if that was the reason. This is Facebook we're talking about. Facebook the data breacher. Facebook the data collector. Facebook the sales opportunity and everything, sell your mother for a dollar. That's Facebook, right? But it's an incredibly powerful medium for ICOs, for projects, for tools, for education companies like mine. It's a wonderful place to advertise and reach your demographic, reach your audience. So seeing it lift, this blanket ban across crypto and everything to do with the space. I mean, it even blocked me. I'm an education provider. It's like, you know, buying a book They still shut me out. I don't do any tips. I've got no signal services. There is literally no risk whatsoever. But because I was in crypto, I had a blanket ban put on me. So it's good news for the little guys like moi. Also good news for some of the big dogs. Not so good news for the ICOs, but we're seeing Facebook start to come back in. Now, will this trigger some buying? I don't know. Probably not. It could be seen as positive. What it will do is it will allow the eyeballs of projects, eyeballs back onto projects, people to start seeing things about the space. Maybe we'll see these groups that have, you know, got 50, 60, 100,000 people in them that they're not getting the notifications through. Those groups have died a death. Maybe we'll start to see that pick up. I don't know. Time will tell. But one of the things I can say is that Facebook has changed its tune. Good for me, good for the market long term. What are they going to do with that, and why did they do it? Well, look, you know, I'm pretty skeptical as far as Facebook having done their full reviews, and now crypto's fine. I would hope to think that would be the case, but it does seem like maybe they need some moolah. So they need some moolah coming back in, because you know what? Facebook's not had the best year. Their PR and damage control team must have grown significantly. All right, significantly. So will we see Google lift the ads? Will we see other markets, other big providers of eyeball viewing lift the ban? Well, time will tell. But it is a little positive. It is a little positive. Could this also just be a segue to Facebook coming out and saying, we're going to do the mother of all ICOs? Time will tell, ladies and gentlemen. But that's the Daily Wrap. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.